locally owned and operated. We are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump's longest-serving chief of staff, John Kelly, is making the argument that if his previous boss was reelected, he would rule like a dictator. Retired Marine General John Kelly telling the New York Times, Trump told his staff that Hitler did good things, too.
Admires people who are dictators. He has said that. So he certainly falls into the general definition of fascist. For sure.
More battleground visits today for Trump and for Kamala Harris. Secretary of State Antony Blinken telling Israel it needs to pursue an enduring strategic success after its tactical victories against Hamas in Gaza. He's still trying for a ceasefire to end hostilities. An E. coli outbreak in 10 states appears to be linked to McDonald's quarter pounders. Could be the beef, could be the onions they put on them. Big day for Boeing. They've got an earnings call and its union machinists vote on their contract. This is ABC News. The former head of Abercrombie & Fitch facing arraignment on Friday in federal court on charges of sex trafficking and interstate prostitution. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Michael Jeffries allegedly used his wealth and power as CEO to fulfill his sexual desires by luring men to what prosecutors call sex events with the promise of modeling opportunities that did not exist. 15 men have come forward who said they were made to sign non-disclosure agreements, wear costumes, and then forced to perform explicit sex acts for money. But prosecutors say the men were never told the nature of the sexual activity that would be required. The indictment charged Jeffries, who is now 80, his romantic partner Matthew Smith, and a recruiter, James Jacobson, with what prosecutors called abhorrent behavior.
South Korea's spy chief now saying there's new evidence that North Korea has sent another 1,500 troops to Russia. Both North Korea and Russia have denied North Korean soldiers are being used in the war with Ukraine. Denny's now says it'll be closing about 150 underperforming restaurants. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop Macy's lowest prices of the fall today for the season's best prices on what you need now. Save 40 to 60% on new styles to get you ready for cooler temps. Like cozy coats for your crew, the perfect sweaters for layering, and more fall wardrobe updates. Plus, don't miss amazing specials for you and your home. So good, they won't last. At Macy's.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy.
Feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. Early in-person voting is underway in Wisconsin. Voters should check with their municipal clerk about the in-person absentee options available. Voters may also check the Wisconsin Elections Commission website at myvote.wi.gov. Voters will need to present valid photo ID in order to cast a ballot. Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz was joined by former President Barack Obama to campaign for Kamala Harris in Madison Tuesday. Walz and Obama both highlighted why former President and Republican nominee Donald Trump isn't fit for the role of president. And the new Glarus Brewery is expanding its operations, adding a new $55 million hospitality wing to its new Glarus campus. Brewery officials say they want to meet the needs of visitors and increase their brewing and distilling space. More information will be released at a groundbreaking next week. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, Four out of five customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Terry Schoonover, candidate for Assembly in District 29, which runs along the Mississippi River from Trempealeau in the south to Prescott in the north and over to Blair in the east. Our rural schools are hurting. Since 2010, the revenue limit on our school districts has fallen behind inflation by $3,300 per student. That's a huge reduction. Our kids are losing out. As your representative, my first priority will be to increase state funding for our rural schools. I'd appreciate your vote for Assembly on November 5th, paid for by Schoonover for 8029, Bill Brueger, Treasurer.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Halloween's coming alive at Target. Jackie and Gordy, the jack-o'-lanterns here with a front porch view of Target's Halloween deals, like Best House on the Block trick-or-treat candy starting at $5.99.
Sweet. Don't forget, can't wait to wear it costumes from $15.
Can't wait to see it. Oh, and decorating and pumpkin carving kits for $5.
That's how I got my big toothy grin.
This week only, trick-or-treat candy starts at $5.99, costumes from $15, and decorating and pumpkin carving kits for $5. Make your Halloween come alive at Target. Restrictions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny and quite a bit cooler today. We'll get to 54 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 64 with a chance of showers or a thundershower tomorrow night. After that, pretty nice weekend with sunshine and highs around 60 Saturday and Sunday. Hey, if you are looking for a great fall getaway or some winter holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Dance about the only time. try me, brother.
Traffic jam, staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune, one kid helps pay.
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Mother's against drunk drivers. The Pope is against the pill. The union's against the workers, working against their will. The president's against the Congress. The Senate is against the House. People are against politicians. And I'm against cats in the house, but I'm for love, and I'm for happiness, and I'm for, if you don't like it, can't you just let it pass? And I'm for turning off the news and turning down the lights, 'cause I'm for nothing else but me and you. Against the county, the county's against the state, the state is against the government, and the highway still ain't paid. The banker's against the farmer, the farmer's against the wall, the doctor's doctor's against me smoking, and the devil's against us all. But I'm for love, and I'm for happiness, and I'm for, if you don't like it, can't you just let it pass? And I'm for turning off the tube and turning down the lights, 'cause I'm for nothing else but me and you. Cops, justice is against the system, and some people are blowing their tops. The horse is against the automobile, the bus is against the train is against the jumbo jets, and I'm against fishing in the rain. But I'm for love, I'm all for happiness, and I'm for, if you don't like it, can't you just let it pass?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Hank Jr., I'm for love here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the upper 30s across the region this morning. Going to be much cooler today and windy once again. Yeah, some areas did receive some rain last night, but it's still way too dry to be doing any type of burning. Don't be doing that again. Many areas here in the listening area still have burning bans in place. Those are going to probably stay in place here for quite some time, even though we do have some more rain on the way here. And again, we'll have that ag weather forecast here this hour. Also this hour, we'll be chatting with Gary Crawford, USDA's kind of pleased with the Climate Smart Commodities Program. Gary will have more on that here coming up this morning as well. And also, don't forget, this morning we continue our spotlight of Elf Lalonde Farms with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We'll do that at 9:10 this morning as Dave Steyer is in, and he'll be talking about some of the water issues that he works on and does not only on the farm, but even in the community as well. We'll talk with Dave about that here coming up again this morning at about 9:10. And on the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Introducing Riverside Plaza, now open at the shop bays of Napa Auto Parts in Durand. Riverside Plaza is a Napa Auto Care Center offering expert service at a price you can afford. Get oil changes starting at just $22.50, plus oil and filter, including a full inspection and fluid top-off. Riverside Plaza also provides tire sales, repairs, fleet maintenance, diagnostics, and wheel alignments. Enjoy convenient drop-off and loyalty rewards. Open until 6 p.m. daily and Saturdays by appointment. Riverside Plaza, 403 West Madison Street, downtown Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today, I'm with an old friend, Dwayne Spaulding of 97 Milk. Dwayne, tell us what 97 Milk is all about.
To me, about getting a good, healthy product back in our schools as a choice. The children are only allowed to have skim and 1%, and as a ex-dairy farmer, I feel that 2% and whole should go back in as a choice. I grew up on a dairy farm in Cobleskill, New York. My parents were born in the Depression. They had to work very hard. And I was able to pay my mortgage, take care of a family on agriculture. And I really appreciate it. I have a love for it. I want to step up to the plate for my parents, myself, the children. Let's get whole milk as a choice back in school, and also maybe we can save some farms.
There's great people on the 97 Milk team.
Yeah, there are. Actually, it's kind of small, to be honest with you, Jen. It started down in Pennsylvania. Nelson Troutman painted a bale, 5 years ago now. And we saw it in the Farm Shine paper, and we went, wow. So we ended up taking a trip down. They started the 97 milk campaign movement. So we went down. We said, gosh, this is kind of simple. Some Amish, Mennonites, English farms got together. And so we've kept it very, very simple because, as everyone knows, you really can't find a lot of help. So there's Jay Hoyt, myself, and Ann Diefendorf. We travel fair to fair and antique tractor shows. This is our fifth year, and we can't stop. Things are happening. The first couple of years, we bought it out of our own pockets, and then different dairies, you know, Ronnybrook, Battenkill, King's Dairy, Deugert's, everyone got seeing what we were doing, and we're really shaking the bushes and getting somewhere. So they've really stepped up to the plate. They actually donate a lot of milk to us at the fairs. I have to tell you, this is actually incredible. We're handing out 1,000, 1,500 to 2,000 bottles or glasses a day. And the visits with the children, the parents, the grandparents, it makes you want to do more.
Legislatively, you are making some headway.
We've been to Albany four times with whole milk. We go down there 300 to 500 bottles, rub elbows with the senators and the assembly. We're gaining a lot of friends. We're going to keep going back as many times as it takes. We've got to get this done. We want to get this done for our neighbors. And it doesn't matter the size of the farm. This is for everyone. And this is a healthy product that needs to be back in school, especially I see the health of children myself having different allergies, skin allergies that they never had before. And I think milk would be a good start to fixing. For a quick example, they say there's like 70 million children across the United States in our public schools. Okay, times 1 8-ounce bottle of chocolate milk in the morning. Now, if we do it at lunch two times a day, that's a lot of tonnage across America that we could get healthy food back into our children. That would be fabulous. And I actually would ask any farmer that would, all across America, if you wanted to take time, come to a fair where we are, sit in the booth. I had a farmer yesterday that rode up here to the Washington County Fair with me. He sat in the booth for 3 hours, and on the way home last night, he goes, Dwayne, I have to thank you. He goes, you guys are very professional. You know exactly what you're talking about. The teachers, the parents, they see that the children need it for the brain development, the muscle structure, the bone development, the teeth development. So everyone is highly, highly concerned. We need to become a huge team across America. Get more round bales out there and get this whole milk back in school.
There's going to be a lot of dairy farmers that are listening to your voice. What do you want them to do?
Well, you can do a real simple thing. Everyone, take one round bale. Get it on your road crossing. Get it on the edge of your lawn or your driveway. You would be stunned at the huge impact that that's making alone. And then if you want to make a small contribution, you can send it to 97milk.com. That's really helped us. So many people donating now. We call down. They send us the posters and this and that and handout cards, the bumper stickers. We used to have to pay for that. We don't have to anymore because everyone's really stepping up to the plate.
Also, it doesn't hurt to call your U.S. senator.
Definitely, John. Thank you for mentioning that. It's in their hands right now all across America. Call your senator. It's in their hands now. We could finish this off. This would be incredible if we could get this back in school. There is a bill. G.T. Thompson has it in the ag bill this year. I think it comes up for a vote here in September. That would be incredible if we could get this fixed and get it done.
Dwayne Spaulding with 97 Milk. Thanks for being with us today.
John, thank you very much for having me. Greatly appreciate it.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Your mind is made up, you won't even try. You didn't even cry this time. He said that we could never see eye to eye, and one of us just must be blind. We have our differences, we're still the same. See what we won't want to see. Take a second look and maybe things wouldn't seem the same if you could see what you mean to me. Put yourself in my shoes, walk a mile for me. I put myself in your shoes, maybe then we'd see. And if you put yourself in shoes, you'd have some sympathy. And if I could only put myself in your shoes, I'd walk right back to me. You're gonna keep walking and you're gonna pass me by. Say you don't even care, but I could always recognize a real goodbye, and I know your heart's not there. We've had our differences, we're still the same. Hear what we won't want to hear. Now I'm head over heels in the lost and found, it's a crying shame. I thought we made the perfect pair. Put yourself in my shoes, walk a mile, walk that mile for me. I'll put myself in your shoes, maybe then we'd see. That if you put yourself in my shoes, you'd have some sympathy. And if I could only put myself in your shoes, I'd walk right back to me. I'd walk right back to me. I'd walk right back to me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Clint Black, Put Yourself in My Shoes here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 48 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, November milk up 6 to 2041, December up 21 to 2065. January and February not traded, January at 2016, February 1978. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels down 7 to 191, 40-pound blocks down 3 to 189, one trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 5 and a quarter to 260, 7 and 3 quarters, 3 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 2 and 3 quarters to 136, 16 trades on the day. Dry waste steady at 16 a quarter, 7 trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, they were higher yesterday and could rise again today as the livestock complex continued to have trader support as cash prices will trade at least steady this week. And also the hog markets mostly higher as well. Again, higher demand in the hog markets, especially on those consumer side with the pork cutouts and cash markets. That should all help the livestock sector to once again be higher today. October live cattle opens the day at 188.05, December 188.12, February 188.82. October feeder cattle open at 249.42, November 248.92, January 246.05. December hogs open at 79.12, February 82.80, April 86.22. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower this morning. This looks like it's nothing more than a correction in the markets after gains in both corn, soybeans, and wheat over the last few sessions. There has been increasing export demand that's been helping the markets, but traders this morning are like, oh, yeah, maybe some of this was just a touch overdone. We do have some positive weather for the soybean planting, positive weather in the Black Sea region for the winter wheat, even some positive weather for winter wheat emergence here in the U.S. So they're deciding to take some profits this morning. December corn down 1.5 to 415, March down 1.25 to 428, May down 1.5 to 435.25. December down 2 to 439.75. That's the new crop 25 contract. November beans down 5.25 to 986.5. January down 4.75 to 995.75. March down 3.5 to 1009. New crop 25 down 3.75 to 1032. December soybean meal down $1.40 to 316.30. December soybean oil down 24 cents to 43.45. Chicago wheat, December and March both down 7. December at 569, March at 589.25. Minneapolis wheat, December down 5.5 to 611. March down 4.75 to 633.25. Energy markets lower this morning as well. December crude oil down $1.37 to 70.37. January down $1.32 to 69.99. November gas down 4 cents to 203. December also down 4 cents at 2 even. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 347, December 352, January 350, new crop 25, 382. Cash beans 907, December 909, January 914, new crop 25, 946. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 350, 1.5, November 350, 6.5, December 360, 6.5, January 376, and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 364, December 381, January 389. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and November corn 361, cash beans 916, January at 915. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 366, new crop 25, 392, cash beans 892, new crop 25 at 946. Meanwhile, at Red Wing Grains, cash corn 377, November 377, April 412, new crop 25, 403. Cash beans 948, November 951, April 992, new crop 25, 1005. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 364, January 368, cash beans 922, January 922. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 176 to 194, Holstein fed cattle 158 to 182, market cows 95 to 130, bulls 138 to 159, calves 200 to 1010, beef steer feeder cattle 148 to 385, Holstein steers 90 to 375, sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 170 and down, ewes 87 and down, rams 90 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 150 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 180 to 188.50, finished beef heifers 180 to 186.75, finished dairy steers 168 to 178.50, market cows 95 to 119, market bulls 127 to 157. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamora, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I was up all night wondering what to do, thinking that I ought to just forget about you, but it's a little too late. Well, it's a little too late. When you walked in, I should have walked out, but to do the right thing now. Well, the hometown told me you're a heartbreak king. Yes, I ought to pay attention when they say those things, but it's a little too late. Well, it's a little too late. I know all my old buddies want to help me out, but it's a little too late to do the right thing now. Turn the jukebox up, throw some sawdust down. I'm too far gone to turn this heart around. I may be wrong, but I don't want out. Well, it's a little too late to do the right thing now. But it's a little too late. Well, it's a little too late. When you walked in, I should have walked out. But it's a little too late to do the right thing now. I may be wrong, but I don't want out. But it's a little too late to do the right thing.
A moth to a flame. Mama raised me right, that just leaves me to blame. When I get a little sideways on a honky tonk tear, I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Cowgirls with an attitude, boots and tight blue jeans, take my mind off doing right and doing other things. When the weekend's gone, I won't have a dime to spare. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Monday morning, I wake up with a hammer in my hand.
ought to know better, but I'm still too young to care.
With local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
You say it best.
touch of your hand says you catch me if ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities program is working better than some had expected. Gary Crawford has more.
Yes, some climate experts believe we are in for decades of stronger and more destructive storms, droughts, and floods, and as a result of that, the continued loss of small and mid-sized farms.
But I believe, and we at USDA believe, there's hope.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack in Hershey, Pennsylvania the other day at an event showcasing new climate-smart products and farming practices being developed through USDA's Partnerships for Climate-Smart Commodities, a pilot program that Vilsack unveiled back in 2022.
We wanted to work with farmers, ranchers, and forested landowners to implement climate-smart practices on the ground. We wanted to implement greenhouse gas measurement, monitoring, reporting, and verification systems to ensure that resulting climate benefits were credible and marketable. And importantly, we also wanted to develop markets for the resulting climate smart commodities. We made a point of emphasizing that each of these products needed to provide meaningful opportunity as well for small and historically underserved farmers and landowners.
Vilsack says when he first announced the program, some said it wouldn't work, that very few producers would want to participate, that the markets for climate-smart products and practices were too elusive. But Vilsack continued to say,
if we can tap into these markets and create meaningful revenue streams and new income sources, farmers and landowners will surely respond.
And Vilsack said they certainly have responded, and now, some 3 years into the Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities program,
we have more than 14,000 enrolled farms with over 3.2 million acres of working lands already enrolled in projects, producing over 100 commodities that are being developed through a range of climate smart practices geared for climate smart markets.
And many of these commodities are not just demonstration products.
Today, we have over 40 of the commodities within this program that are already being sold in the marketplace to a variety of buyers. Buyers that include universities, food hubs, processors, retailers, and directly to consumers.
Consumers who, studies show, are willing to pay a premium price for certified climate-friendly products. Products designed to produce new climate-smart income for producers, especially small family operations. And so for those beleaguered farmers, Tom Vilsack says,
there's hope.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. Cold front moved through the region and we'll have cooler temperatures today, but dry air behind the cold front on the day in our ag weather forecast. Now, another band of rain showers is expected on Thursday, but precipitation amounts will likely be light. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 52 to 57, relative humidities at 33 to 38%, northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 33 to 38. Relative humidity is at 78 to 83%. South winds at 5 to 8. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a 50% chance of an afternoon shower. Highs 62 to 67. Relative humidity is at 27 to 32%. South winds at 8 to 13, gusting to 25. We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. Then about 4 hours of sunshine. For Friday, sunshine, a slight chance of a shower. Highs 55 to 60. Saturday, sunshine, highs 55 to 60. Sunday, sunny, highs 60 to 65. Monday, partly sunny, highs 65 to 70. And for Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of rain. Highs 75 to 80.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now, it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Rotted straw bales are an excellent medium for planting things. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Start the straw bale seasoning process now so they're ready to go in the spring as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Going to get a head start on my vegetable garden yet this fall. I've got a couple of straw bales that I will let sit outside over the winter. When spring rolls around, they'll be in a state of decomposition that makes the perfect growing environment for seeds and transplants. And the biggest benefit? No major weed control. Janelle Malone is an extension assistant in the Department of Plant and Soil Sciences at Oklahoma State University. She says to wet down the bales so moisture can get in and speed along the decomposition process.
You can allow them to sit until you are ready to begin your spring plantings. And one of the cool things about straw bales, as they go through this decomposition process, they give off heat. So, while your straw bales are decomposing, they're warming up a little bit, and that enables you to begin your spring planting just a little bit earlier.
If you want to speed things up even more, Malone says to sprinkle some 10-10-10 fertilizer granules into the bale, which will feed the beneficial microbes. In the spring, you can sow seeds or put transplants directly into the bale.
some folks are opening up that bale just a little bit, maybe pulling out a handful of the straw and creating a pocket that they can plant into. They're taking a handful of potting soil and putting a handful of that soil down into the straw bale and then planting into that soil.
Corn, tomatoes, leafy greens, and flowers are just a few of the plant varieties that do well in straw. When the season's over, compost the bales or work them into the ground as a soil conditioner. Learn more about straw bale gardening at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Daddy won a radio, he tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me, she taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream, cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Atlas and a coffee cup, five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free. But when the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes this thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream, cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio, he wanted 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row, and Lord, it don't the wheels turn slow.